Radio, empowering the Ummah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mid Morning Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub. It's gone 25 minutes past 10 in Central African time. You tuned in to the program only on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today being the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447, corresponding to Wednesday the 22nd of October 2025. And don't forget, my respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, that inshallah tonight after Maghrib or after sunset, we should scan the skies. And we will wait for the official announcements, whether it will be, whether we will have 30 days or it will be the first of Jumad al-Ula 1447. And that is when the countdown begins. You're probably wondering, what countdown am I talking about? And that is the countdown to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We will then have approximately 4 months until the Mubarak month of Ramadan, that is Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, and then the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Now let us not wait until the until Rajab starts coming in, and then we start read the Masnoon Dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan, that oh Allah bless us in the months of Rajab and Shaban, and let allow us to see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Let us do it from now. If we are trying to keep our qadha fast, we should try to increase our Quran and tilawat, our salawat and durud and salawat and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us try and also make abundant of istighfar. You know, istighfar is not only to ask Almighty Allah to protect us and forgive us for our sins, but rather for Almighty Allah to open doors of mercy, open doors of rahmah for us. Now, let us correct our intention that we are here, we're listening to seek only Almighty Allah's pleasure, and we make the intention to seek Allah's pleasure and ask Him to bless us in our time, that in this preparation before the month of Ramadan, you know, the Mubarak months or the 4 months that are prior to Ramadan, and the main months are Rajab and Shaban. But every month is very auspicious and there's a lot of merit in each and every month of the Islamic calendar. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us and keep us safe, inshallah. Now, let us take out this time, we read abundant durood and abundant istighfar, and also ask Almighty Allah to forgive us, and we send durood and salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can read short istighfars, and that is astaghfirullah. And you know, you get good, you get better, and you get best. You read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullahul azim, and then you read astaghfirullahul ladhim la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. So we should try and read abundant durood and abundant istighfar. So let us try and read a minimum 100 astaghfirullah. So inshallah we're going to listen to 100 astaghfirullah, inshallah. So we make our intention that, you know, we're going to listen solely for the pleasure of making istighfar, and Almighty Allah accept from us.
Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum wa tubu ilayh wa tubu ilayh wa tubu ilayh wa atubu ilayh wa atubu ilayh astaghfirullah al-azim الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم
أستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم 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 أستغفر أستغفر الله العظيم 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 أستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم 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 أستغفر الله العظيم
أستغفر الله العظيم أستغفر الله العظيم الحمد لله. You know, there was so beautifully read, surrendered, and it brought a contentment to the heart. Now, let us, now that our hearts have turned towards the purification, we ask Almighty Allah to purify our hearts, and we ask and we turn to Allah to ask for forgiveness and allow us to go forward. Now, we should try this on a daily basis, inshallah, that we will try our level best to read maximum amount of istighfar on a daily basis. Now, with regards to turning towards the tilawat of the Quran, let us set a manageable target. Let us set something that is reasonable, something that won't burn us out. You know, because too much of something can burn you out. But with Quran, we can read as much as you can, but try not to burn yourself out. Let us focus, we focus on just even if it's a ruku or one page, but it's a start. It's a start that we are doing. And we focus on one page on a day with concentration as if these words, and yes, the words are speaking to you. Now we should try and read. When we read the Quran, we should try and look at what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. We read the Quran, yes, on a daily, but my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, do we actually know what the meaning is? Yes, Mufti Sahab does his tafsir on a daily. But us as individuals, did we ever take the time out to open and go look at the translation of the Noble Quran and to go and read what Almighty Allah is saying? You know, like for example, Surah Al-Qiyamah, and the other surah is where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the calamity. And Allah takes a qasam on the calamity as well. So do we actually know what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about? What message is the Noble Quran giving us? Yes, we know the famous Rabbanas that are in the Quran, and various du'as like the Ayatul Karima as they know it. That was the du'a of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, which Mufti Sahib is doing the tafsir currently of Surah Yunus. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. You know, we should read that also abundantly. And there's various other du'as in the Quran. So we should try our effort, or make an effort, inshallah, that we will say from today. Today is Wednesday. It's a good, Wednesdays are good days to start something. that we should try, we'll open the Quran and we will read the translation and what Allah Ta'ala is telling us. Now, when you look at the transition into learning, let us also look at what the commentary, Mufti, like we thank Almighty Allah for giving us such blessed ulama, such as Mufti Saab, and he gives us the tafsir of the Noble Quran on the various lines, the various verses of the Quran on a daily, and we should take cognizance, we should listen to it with attentively. And when Ramadan is an act of physical and spiritual discipline, but it's also something for the soul, for our ruh, to purify and detox ourselves. Ramadan comes from the root word to burn. And what are we exactly burning? We are burning our nafs, our desires, things that we have on a daily basis. And now we are trying to, we will want to remove it from our life and try to come on Sirat al-Mustaqeen. We have the whole year. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, شهر رمضان أنزل فيه القرآن, that the month of Ramadan is for the Quran, and we should increase our recitation. So let us try now to get our body into the mood, because yes, when Ramadan comes, it's a whole different atmosphere. It's a whole different feeling. You can feel that, you know what, your body is feeling more pure because it's the essence of Ramadan. But let us bring that essence into of Ramadan from now, my dear respected listeners. Let us do it now. Let us welcome Ramadan. You know, when we make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives us a long life to see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. That's why we should read, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighana Ramadan. Yeah, we should try, and we should also try fasting on a Monday and Thursday to allow our body to get used to. But we must remember, the Mondays and Thursday fast, we should keep our qada fast first before following or keeping the sunnah fast. Now, we can use this time, like we're saying, to plan any qada fast that we missed, or we can jot down, make a schedule and reflect on our health. Are we correct? Are we consuming halal and tayyib? Are we consuming things that are wholesome, that is halal, that is pure? And reflect on our life with regards to before the month of Ramadan. What can I do to become a better person? What can I do to change? You know, Allah Ta'ala loves consistency, even if it's a small act. But if the fact is that you are attempting it, you are starting it, you are making an attempt to do it. No? And we should try, you know, instead of waking up a little bit later than normal, try, or when we wake up for Fajr, don't go back to sleep. Because, you know, that sleep after Fajr, yes, it's a beautiful sleep, but that is the sleep of Shaitan. Because there is barakah after Fajr. There's how many things that we can do after Fajr, how much more things we can get done. And that is the time that they will bring blessings into our life. We should try and read Quran, we should read Yasin, we should read various adhkar, morning adhkar as well. And you know, I met somebody and we asked them, like, you know, at what time do you open shop, or what time do you open your business? And they told us, like, we open our business after Fajr. So, like, why do you open so early? Look at it. These brothers even knew that there is blessing and barakah after Fajr. So inshallah, we'll try that whatever we do at home after Fajr Salah, then we'll try and get our day productive, inshallah. And also, when it comes to, fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam, our iman, our salah, our fasting, and also our zakat and charity. Now, we know a lot of people, they discharge the zakat during the month of Ramadan from year to year. And I think yesterday somebody mentioned or posed a question that they want to give the zakat at an earlier stage because they normally give out during the month of Ramadan. So the question had been answered yesterday. And we should try, even if we have a short temper, let us use these few months before Ramadan to control our temper. If somebody tells us something, just say, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. And we read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We try and calm ourselves, because then we mustn't say, oh, the roza got me, or the fasting got me. No, my respected listeners, the month is for to burn our nafs and desires. So let us do that, inshallah. We've come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the news with Mulana Zahid Khan. And thereafter will be the bliss of marriage. You can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. And thereafter, 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. And thereafter, 1 to 1.30 will be the tafsir of Surah Yunus, verses 37 and 38. Then will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa from verses 88 to 89. 2 to 3, Brother Yusuf Ali with the lunch break. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 4 to 5 will be a lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. Dawlat or Dunya? Wealth or the world? Choose between Dawlat, your wealth, or the Dunya. 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of the tafsir. You're going to hear from 1 to 1.30 of Surah Yunus. Verses 37 to 38. 7.30 to 8. The daily nasiha, or the nasiha by Mawlana Dawood Siddiq from Madinatul Munawwara, day 4. 8 to 9 will be myself and Dr. Amin Melrose. We're going to be discussing the part 2 of the brain and the nervous system. And we stopped at the motor neurons and the sensory neurons. And also we were discussing about, we're going to discuss if a person has a stroke, how can you help the person, or the signs before the person has a stroke, you know, what you can see, what to look out for, various other things that we will speak about, inshallah. 9 to 10 will be, or 9 to 11, sorry, will be the repeat of Monday night's Q&A, and 11 to 12 will be the Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. That's your lineup until 12 a.m. Jazakallah khairan, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio,
empowering the Ummah.